I've been a-feeding upon the precious word of God. Marvelous story, so full of glory, it tells the path that Jesus trod.
He was man's deliverer,
sin forgiver, and every problem he understood. Everywhere he went, my Lord was doing good.
Singing, I love it. I love it. Oh, but I gotta get with you because we're gonna have a great broadcast. Are you ready? Are you ready for a great broadcast today? Let me turn me down a little bit. Roar in there. Hey, it's good to have you today. Open Bible Dialogue, Open Bible Telecast on radio, on internet, and on Facebook. Hey, that's pretty good. Hey, everybody on Facebook, you need to send a share to your friends. Share it with everybody. What if 100 of you would do that? My gracious, we'd have one greater audience today. Hey, and it's a joy. It's a joy to be with you. I love what I do. I love it with all my heart. You don't have to ever worry about me wanting to do this because I want to do this. And today, our broadcast is really kind of special. I liked the one last week. I really did. But today is really kind of special. All God's saints soon shouting together. Listen to that. All of God's saints will soon be shouting together over on the other side. Over on the other side. Now, I want to talk about all the saints getting together. All the saints being together. I want to talk about what it will be like when there's not a drunkard among us. There's not a gambler in the crowd. When there's not one fornicator. There's not one transvestite. There's not one there's not one homosexual. There's not one lesbian. There's not one backslid preacher. There's not one compromising preacher. Everybody that's going to be there will be saints of the living God. Are you listening to me? Saints of the living God. I hear about, you know, I was off this week in a meeting, and so I wasn't around when the vote was going on in Raleigh, and I can't really tell the real results of it. But when you think about the NCAA, this big ball league with all their money and the pressure they're putting on North Carolina to not be, you know, have any moral standard at all. If you go to a ball game sponsored by NCAA, you're just as guilty of this evil immorality as they are. You can't support it. You can't stand behind it. You can't give them a dollar of your money, and you can't want nothing to do with them. Now, listen to me. All of you church folks who've been going to the NCAA tournaments and all their games, you're just a hypocrite. if you open your mouth. Well, whether you open your mouth or not, you still are guilty. You are guilty. You got to hear me. You're guilty. I'm so sick of that mess. I'd be so glad when the saints, godly, holy, righteous people, are all gathered together over on the other side. Hey, are you looking forward to that? Are you devoted to that? Are you a compromiser that just kind of goes along with the crowd, you know? How many preachers that are part of all of that and play their ball games on special events and instead of having Sunday night church? Oh, these things are terrible. I hope you understand. I'm just telling you what Jesus would have me to tell you. I'm telling you exactly what the Holy Ghost sponsors and moves my heart to tell you. And I'm telling you the saints will soon be together. Just the saints of God. Just the holy crowd. All those, I mean, you won't have to lock your doors. You won't have to lock your car. You won't have to worry about your pocketbook. I mean, none of that will be part of the game when God's saints are all gathered together. Are you with me? Do you like what I'm saying? Or you say, no, I don't like it. Well, you keep your money to yourself. I understand. People who live wicked lives and who have compromised with the world, they go full steam after this stuff. But not men and women of God. Men and women of God will still stand strong. They won't bow, they won't bend, and they won't burn. Did you hear that? They won't bow and they won't bend, just like those three Hebrew children in the days of Babylon and Nebuchadnezzar and Daniel. They didn't bow and they didn't bend and they didn't burn. Woo! Can you imagine when you're in a crowd of people where the fire cannot reach, where the devil cannot influence, where darkness does not reign, where lying no longer exists, where righteousness is the rule of law, and the day of purity is just coming. Now, today, we're talking about all the saints being together. I've got so many things to tell you about what it's going to be like when the saints are gathered together on the other shore. You say, Brother Chambers, I don't want to hear programs like this. I understand. If you don't know God and you don't live a godly life and you're living for another new sheen, car, a bigger house and more money and more pleasure and more fun and you don't take eternity into concern, I can understand. But I'm here to tell you, it's later than you think. It's later than you think. And the NCAA can keep all their money and all their stuff because I'm not going to be part of it. I'm going to live a set-apart life, and I beg of you, I plead with you, businessmen that give all your employees big old checks so they can rent a key seat in some of these events. Sir, wake up and come back to purity and rightness and protect your children and your family. And I'm telling you, if I ever catch a transvestite in the bathroom with my wife, I'm going to throw him out. I'm going in there after him, and he'll be out of there so fast he won't know what got a hold of him. What if he's bigger than you are? It don't matter. Make a bit of difference. I'm going to have the Holy Ghost helping me. And I promise you, he's never dealt with a Holy Ghost-filled man before, and I will do something about it. I mean, we are living in a dark hour, but we better stand up. Now, let's get to our subject. Wow. Wow. You know, I'm just old-fashioned. That's all I know what to bring you. Let me take you to the book of Revelation, chapter 5. The book of Revelation, chapter 5. Let's go to verse 11. We're talking today about all the saints together. We're talking about the day that will come soon. The rapture's taking place, and all the saints are gathered in a celestial place with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, God on his throne. It's going to be some kind of a day. Listen to me. Listen to me. And I beheld the voice of many angels round about the throne. And the beasts, those are serpents, great angelic beings, and the elders, those are the saints, the church of the living God, raptured. And the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands. These are the saints. 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands. That's in Revelation 5 and 11, if you want to go read it. Revelation 5 and 11, 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands. Saying, listen, they are saying with a loud voice. You're talking about shouting. Brother, we're going to be shouting together. That's what he said. That's my title today. The saints of God soon shouting together. the saints of God soon shouting together. So with a loud voice, verse 12, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on earth and under the earth and such as are in the sea, I heard saying blessing and honor and glory and power unto him. Be unto him. Be unto him. Listen to me now. That sitteth upon the throne. That's God. And unto the Lamb. That's the Son of God. Forever and ever. I mean, this whole multitude are shouting and crying with loud voices. Worthy is he that sitteth upon the throne. And the Lamb that stands before and with the throne. And glory be to them forever and ever and ever. Do you want to be a part of that shouting multitude? You want to be a part of that hallelujah moment? You want to be a part of that glorious time when this event shall come to fulfillment? Listen, and every creature which is in heaven, every creature upon the earth, and every creature which is in the sea, and all that are in them heard I saying, blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him. Blessing and honor and glory and power. Blessing and honor and glory and power. Woo! Be unto him that sitteth upon the throne and to the Lamb forever and ever. And the four beasts, these are seraphims, great living creatures. Seraphims, cherubims, and they're shouting. And they said, amen. Angels now are saying amen to our shouting. Angels say amen to our shouting, and the four and twenty elders heard I say as they fell down and worshipped before him that sitteth upon the throne. Worship before him forever and ever. Oh, church, are you listening to Brother Chambers? Saints of God, those of you who've been born again, those of you living a godly life, separate from the world. You won't be part of that wicked bunch that want to live like the devil and claim to be Christians at the same time. No, no, no. Don't want to be part of that crowd. I don't want you to be part of that crowd. And if you're not saved, I want to tell you, you need to get right with God today. Oh, I felt it go right down through me. You need to get right with God today because you don't have much time left. I'm telling you, you don't have much time left. If I was you and I didn't have a church, I'd be in an old-fashioned Bible-believing church tomorrow. I mean, don't just go any old church. Dead as 4 o'clock in the morning. No altar call. Don't even have altars in most places. And most of them have removed their crosses from behind the preacher's stand. If you got a church that's removed the cross, get out of it in a hurry. In a hurry. Get out of it in a hurry. If they don't preach old-time Bible godliness and righteousness and keeping the Ten Commandments, oh, that's just the beginning. Keeping the Ten Commandments. His commandments are not grievous, the Bible said. And he said, if your righteousness does not exceed that of the scribes and Pharisees, ye shall in no wise enter in. Ye shall in no wise. You know how a Pharisee would keep those Ten Commandments? They wouldn't even cut on a light switch on Sunday. They wouldn't light a fire on Sunday. No, I don't think there's anything wrong with lighting a fire on Sunday. But they were so devoted to keeping their Sabbath day holy that they went to great extremes. Just keep it pure. Just keep it holy. Just keep it clean. Don't mow your yard. Don't wash your car. Don't buy groceries. Don't go to restaurants. But keep your Sabbath day clean. It belongs to God. 24 hours. Not just Sunday morning, but Sunday evening. I don't go to church on Sunday night. Well, get good and right with God, and you want to be in church on Sunday night. You really will. It's a joy. Oh, it's a joy. And I'm telling you, we'll soon be shouting together. We will soon be shouting together. Are you with me? Are you with me? Hey, it's a joy to come to you today. I'm telling you, I love it. I love every moment of this broadcast, telecast, whatever you want to call it. And I love coming to you all over, I mean, Japan, Australia, New Zealand, Ukraine, South Africa, European countries. We're hearing from China. We got a bunch of people listening to us in China. Isn't that wonderful? Hey, I'm telling you, it's later than you think. And God's got people at different places over this world getting ready. They're getting cleaned up. They're putting the world behind them. They're devoting themselves to the Bible. They're devoting themselves to the cross, to living only for Christ. Hey, hallelujah. I've got a dear man. He had got away from God and spent some years in a bad situation. And he's got loose from all of that now. And in a few days, he's going to start preaching on the streets of Charlotte for our church. And I won't be up there with him. I'm going to be up there with him some, not all the time probably, but I'm here to tell you, we've got to move Charlotte. We've got to move Charlotte. And we start now, 1 week from Friday night, we're talking about this coming Friday, 5 days away. We're starting an event called Shake the City Youth Conference. Shake the City, April the 7th, that's Friday. Friday night, 7 p.m. Wonderful preacher, Reverend James Gans, one of our great ministers in our good fellowship. And then on Saturday morning at 11, a morning service at 11, evening service then at 7. They'll be doing all kinds of things with young people. I'll let them tell you about that when you get here. And Brother Jeremiah Collins will be preaching that night. That's Saturday night. Oh, he is a grand preacher. I've only heard him once, but he was dynamic. That was all there was to it. And then on Sunday morning, we start revival with Reverend James Gans, and we'll go all the way through Wednesday night. Now, that starts 1 week from tomorrow on Sunday morning and goes through Wednesday night. We'll be 1 week. This coming Wednesday will be a week away that it ends. So remember the date now, April the 7th through April the 12th. April the 7th through April the 12th, and you just got to be with us. Our youth minister is really doing a hard work. He's devoted. He loves the Lord. He just got married. And tomorrow, we're having a lunch on the ground here. No, we're going to eat it off of tables. I'm sorry. But in our fellowship hall, you remember how we used to say, lunch on the ground Sunday. That meant on the campus. But they used to say on the ground, but never meant on the ground. But listen, we want you to be here tomorrow if you can for this special event for Dylan and for Angel. Dylan and Angel Beatty, we're having a wedding shower for her after the lunch in the fellowship hall. A wedding shower. And I guess that the ladies all run as men out. I don't know how they're going to do it. But whichever, the ladies will be part of it. And everybody can bring a wedding gift if they like. And that's tomorrow. That's tomorrow. That's Sunday. Tomorrow. Lunch here. Bring some vittles with you if you can. If you can't, come like you are. We'll feed you. We'll love you. Love will meet you at the door at this place. I'm going to tell you, love will meet you at the door. So hope you can be with us tomorrow. I'm preaching tomorrow on God is a covenant-keeping God. Whoa, what a sermon. God is a covenant-keeping God. How many of you know that? Did you know that every covenant in this Bible, God keeps it? God keeps it. He keeps it only with those who've chosen the other side. A covenant always has two sides. If you don't do what he says do, you can't be part of his promises. If you don't do what he says do, you can't be part of the covenant that you have with him. So we must keep the covenant. He will keep the covenant. You don't even have to worry about that. I'm here to tell you, our God is a faithful God. He really is a faithful God. Now, I want to read you a little more here, if I can. And that's in the book of Revelation 8. And when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about the space of half an hour. And I saw the seven angels which stood before God, and to them was given seven trumpets. Oh, they're fixing to sound those old trumpets. And another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer. And there was given unto him much incense that he should offer it with the prayers of the saints. I love this because the saints of God really have some excellent, incredible things in front of us. In front of us. And here these seven trumpets do not sound until the angels have taken trumpets and vials and put the prayers of the saints. Every time you prayed, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Every time you've got on your knees and interceded for the lost, it'll be there. Every prayer you prayed in sincerity and honesty will be there. And all the prayers of the saints will be put in this incense burner. And it will be offered up before God. I love that. And all the saints upon the golden altar, which was before the throne. And the smoke of the incense, which came with the prayers of the saints. I love this. And the smoke of the incense, which came with the prayers of the saints, ascended up before God. Out of the angel's hand. Now, you're talking about saints of God rejoicing. You're talking about a hallelujah day. You're talking about praising God and singing the great songs of heaven. Singing songs that we've never been able to sing before. And I want to tell you, I've got such a list of things that's going to happen to you and to those saints when they get together. But I want to first open the lines because I want you involved today. You got to be involved in this broadcast. I'm disappointed when the phones don't ring off with people who want this material. I mean, we're going to give you this material with this whole list of things that the saints are going to do on that blessed day, and you need it, along with a flyer that we showed you earlier. I'll show you to you again. It's an outline, a timeline of the church. The saints of God in the book of Revelation. It gives you the different things that happens relative to saints through the great tribulation period, starting with the rapture, when we're caught up to God and his throne, and ending when we shall become one with him to reign on the earth 1,000 years. We're going to be kings and priests. What a day is coming. What a day is coming. I want you to be part of it. I want you to be in the middle of it. If you think you're having pleasure down here, you don't know what pleasure is. You don't know what pleasure is, my friend. You wait till we get there together. You wait till we get there together. What a day that's going to be. Now, the saints together at this glorious event, and I've got a bunch of things that we're going to do together. I want to share them with you, but I want you to first start calling 704-391-0588. Listen to me while you're calling, and then listen while you're holding the phone, and I'll be there in a moment, and I'll answer your question, because all of this is exciting. I've never heard nobody preach about things like this. I mean, I'm just one of those that goes into the heart of this Bible, and I try to dig out everything in it. I try to dig out everything in this holy book. And I preach it all. One man said in our church, in our fellowship this morning, he said, if you want a college, just come to Paul Creek and you'll get a college education around here. I'm talking about a Bible college education. Because we just preach and teach. My associates, I mean, they are good preachers. They lay out the word. My Sunday school teachers are exceptional. They lay out the word. You'll grow up here. You'll grow up. You won't be a baby, the rest of your Christian life here. You'll grow up because we're going to teach you how to grow up and how to become a usable vessel. And the sermon tomorrow, God is a covenant-keeping God. Now, I'll have to deal with some covenants to preach that. And I'll have to show you how that God wants you in this great plan of salvation. And he wants you part of this great covenant with him. And he wants to bless your life and pour out blessings upon you. He wants to make you a blessing to others. He wants to make your home a holy place. Will the circle be unbroken in the sky? Lord, yes, in the sky. That's the song we ought to start singing again. Are your children ready to go to heaven with you? Most of mine are not. My grandchildren are not. Breaks my heart. But I'm on my face, brother. I'm carrying their sins before God and staying there until I see them repent and get right with God and turn to Christ with all their heart. Now, let me give you some things. I'm waiting for the phones to ring. I've got people answering them. They'll take your name and address if you want to order this good material. I mean, we have material that will bless your life. It will help you to grow and mature in the Lord. And so all you got to do is call us. I promise you, if you call us, we will make sure that you are blessed by calling us, because we're here to bless you. We're here to be a blessing to you. That's all we want to be. So call quickly. 1-800-338-7884. 704-391-0588. And remember, our internet is loaded. There are over 500 or 600 sermons on the internet. And there's 500, 600, 700 open Bible broadcasts on the internet. There is so much you can get an education on our internet with the great truths of this Bible. That's what we are. We are a Bible-centered place. A Bible-centered place. Now, while you're calling, 1-800-338, you know the number, 1-800. Let me put it up one more time for just a moment here. I want to make sure that you get the number. I'm trying to keep my finger still there. There you are, 704-391-0588, 1-800-338-7884. Then at the bottom there, jrc@paulcreek.org. That's the email. I'll read your email and answer it. I won't give your name. I'll just read your email. So grab your mouse and send me an email, jrc@paulcreek.org. jrc@paulcreek.org. I'm keeping it in front of you just a moment, and then I'm going to eliminate it because I want you to listen to what I got to say. Okay, call in now. And while you're calling, let me tell you some things that's going to happen when we get to heaven. These are all the saints of God together. These are multitudes, literally millions, 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands. You multiply those two lists together and you got a multitude, my friend. You got a multitude. They are innumerable. And that's why he did it like he did it, thousands of thousands. He didn't say how many thousand times how many thousand. He just said thousands with an S, of thousands with an S again. And so you're talking about an innumerable number. He didn't want you to try to figure out how many it's going to be. He just wants you to be there, okay? Now, let's talk about some things that's going to happen. The celebration of the saints. The celebration. Have you ever been to a celebration? Have you ever been to a celebration where the whole crowd was just absolutely on fire with their joy? And they were celebrating some grand event. Maybe they'd paid off the loan of the church. Maybe some great saint of God that they had loved and respected, and they've gone to heaven now, and they're rejoicing in their departure. Or maybe it's a new couple in the church family that's gotten saved. Or maybe they're dedicating a bunch of children, babies. You know, any of these celebrations are grand. Well, can you imagine the celebration of celebrations? Can you hear me? Celebration of celebrations. That's what it's going to be like when we get over there. It's going to be glorious. Now, in this great celebration, every saint of God there will have a glorified body. A glorified body. We are going to have a glorified body like the Lord's glorified body. So we'll have a glorified body, and nobody there will be doing anything but glorifying the Lord Jesus, God the Father, praising the Lord, worshiping, sharing together, watching, looking. I'm looking for Wade H. Horton. He was one of my mentors. What a man. David Lemons, another one of my mentors. Wonderful men. I'm watching for them. I'm waiting for them. And I could name so many that I knew in my early years that were great preachers. L.H. Ortman was a great preacher. Oh, Cecil Knight was a great preacher. At one time, I don't know, maybe he compromised later. I can't answer that for you. And some of them did. Paul Henson was one of my greatest friends, but oh, how he compromised. Many of them compromised. And I don't know where they're living today, where they made it back and got forgiveness and repented of their compromise. I know one thing, if they compromised the Bible and didn't repent, they're in a disappointed situation. I can tell you that. So glorified bodies from which to behold the Lord. Oh, you will be able to see Jesus just like he is. And your glorified body will multiply your capacity 1,000 times over. And so you'll see him in his glory. And you'll worship with the glory of a glorified body. It's going to be a grand moment. And then for the first time, and you got to hear this one. For the first time in human history, the saints of God will see the Father's face. No man has seen the Father's face. But we're going to see the Father's face because the Bible said Jesus is going to confess our names and our person and our faithfulness to the Father. Hallelujah. Can you imagine standing before the God of the universe, the great Heavenly Father who gave his Son, and seeing him face to face in all of his majesty and glory? And this will be the first time that humans have looked into the face of God the Father. We saw Jesus. He was a representative of the Father. He took on the likeness of the Father to give us the best possible image of the Father we could receive in that state. But now He will confess us to the Father. That is, if we've confessed him to others. The Bible said, if I confess Jesus to my friends and my neighbors and those I live around, those I work around, he will then confess me to the Father on that blessed day. When you tell the person near you, I'm not going to the NCAA games any longer because I belong to Jesus. That's how you need to confess him. I'm not talking about some little lazy profession of somebody that don't live what they profess. I'm talking about saints of the living God who live holy and clean and godly lives. And when you confess, when you are his, he will confess you to the Father. Does that sound exciting to you? On this day, when the multitude are together, and all the glorified saints of 6,000 years, everybody of 6,000 years that knew and followed and did the mind of God, what a day that's going to be. We will participate. The Bible says we're going to judge angels. So all the angels have got to stand before us and be judged. And we'll judge angels. Now, the devil is an angel. So we will judge the devil. In fact, I've been gathering evidence against him ever since I got saved. I've been gathering evidence against the devil. Every old mean and ugly thing, everything he's done to try to turn me around and push me back, everything he's done to people I love, everything he's done to people I know, I'm going to be able to witness before the Father of the devil's misdeeds and his darkness, and we will together be witnesses against the devil. That's how the glorified saints. Are you listening to me? The glorified saints. Glorified saints. Then millions of families will be together celebrating that the circle of their family is unbroken. Right now, if Jesus would come, Mama and I wouldn't get to celebrate that. But we're sobbing. We're staying on our face with God. Would you join us praying for our family, for our children and grandchildren, that God will bring them back to the old paths? Got to bring them back to the old way. Got to bring them back to the straight. Did you know that the biggest group of people out there who are leading apostate churches are the children of old-fashioned godly men and women? Millions of churches, millions of people, compromisers, raised in holiness circles, and they knew the right way. They knew the straight way. But they've compromised and they've gone after the new way, and they apostate now and they lead apostate churches. I could name them. I won't do that sitting here, but I want to tell you something, friend. There's going to be a joy for those families that were faithful and those that repented and went back to faithfulness. And I'm claiming that with mine. I'm telling you, I'm claiming it with all I got. I'm claiming it with all I got. And God's going to either judge them. He may do both and then bring them back. And that's what I'm praying for. Millions of families, circles will not be broken. Now, I want to stop here. Half of my time is gone. One half of my hour is gone. Now, I want you on the phones. I want to hear you ask or talk about what I'm talking about. Now, if you ask something else, I won't reject you. I'll treat you number kind. But I want you to get excited about being in heaven with all that great multitude. Anybody out there shouting? Anybody out there with a hallelujah just springing out of your soul? If you are, call me and tell me about it. I mean, I want the lines open now, 704-391-0588, 1-800-338-7884. I want to hear from you. I really do. Now, I'm going to go right now and check the email because I want to miss nobody that might contact me by email. I want so much to be a blessing to anybody out there. All right. Don't see anybody. Don't see anybody. I presume there is none. And you are welcome now. JRC@paulcreek.org. JRC@paulcreek.org. I think my email is trying to brain up in it. So let me take a moment here and wait. Listen to me. Listen to me. The Lord is coming. And it's going to be a grand moment when all the saints of heaven are joined together. What a time that's going to be. There's nothing to match it. There's nothing more wonderful than multitudes of saints together. Now, the lines are open. 704-391-0588. Don't disappoint me and not call. I mean, I'm dealing with a subject that's just so grand. If you're not shouting, you ought to be. You ought to be excited about what's waiting us, what's ahead of us, What's fixing to happen to us? What a grand moment that's going to be. 704-391-0588. And then, of course, I'll toll free 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. Now, listen, Jesus is coming any moment. I mean, we don't know the moment. Many people are turning away from the pre-trib rapture. Many people have gone into apostasy. They've been listening to contemporary music. They've been going after things that are effeminate at best, and sometimes even completely false at worst. I mean, they wonder why they've changed their mind about the preacher of rapture. I know numbers of people within hearing distance of me right now. You may be listening to a radio program. You used to preach and believe in the preacher of rapture, looking for Jesus to come any moment, and now you've lost that hope. And you say, well, I just learned better. No, you got deceived. You've become an apostate. You have become an apostate. You can't leave the pre-trib and go after these new doctrines without becoming an apostate. You got to hear me. You can't turn from the truth of the Bible into the falseness and the error that's out there everywhere you look. Call quickly, would you? I want to hear from you. I want to make sure you listen to me. And I want to get your attention. I am dedicated to getting your attention. Now, while you're calling, while the phones are ringing, and I'm waiting for this email to come up, and it's being slow. Sometimes it's like that, and I'm trying to get somebody to help me get it straightened out and moving faster, because I don't like to waste your time or mine either. But listen to me. Listen to me. Jesus is coming, and he's coming any moment, and you've got to help. You've got to help me get this truth out. Now, I've been spending 6 weeks in a telethon getting you involved. And we've had the better week last week than we've had. We had new people beginning to give, beginning to share. I've got 2 more weeks before I decide whether I'm going to stay on the radio stations I'm on. And each station is going to be judged individually according to the kind of response I'm having during this 6 weeks, okay? And I want to hear from you. And if you want to be part of this, I want you to call right now. I want to hear from you. If you want to be part of this, and let's hear from you. And I want you to become a partner. I want every one of you. I'm asking for 500 partners from WSTS in the Lumberton area. I'm asking for 500 new partners in the Charlotte-Gastonia area. Maybe 500 in Charlotte and 250 in Gastonia. I'm asking for that. And then other stations, I'm asking for your help and your involvement. It is very, very important. And you're on the air. May I help you, please?
Yeah. I want to tell you that I've been listening to you since you started.
Go ahead, sir. I'm listening. Hey, I'm sorry. I lost you by accident. I don't know why I turned this thing down so that it wouldn't be so loud, but go ahead. I'm gonna adjust it. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I've been listening to you preach. She started preaching, and I'm just as full of the Holy Ghost as I can be. And I thank you for your preaching, and God bless you for your preaching. And I got real sad, and I will be in touch with you.
I am so happy, brother. Thank you for that kindness. I love it with all my heart, okay?
Just keep preaching the word, brother.
I promise you, and I'm going to depend on you to be a good partner. And bless your heart, okay?
Amen. Praise God.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm going to try to fix that so that won't happen again. I don't know. I turned this thing down to try to make sure it didn't give, you know, oh, I got it. It went back somehow. So it's fixed. Grab your phone. 1-800. It won't do that again. So don't worry about it. Okay. It was something I had tuned my, I have to turn my phone way down or it's too loud. And that's what had happened. It had gone back in my volume, but I've turned it down again. Now, let me get to see here what's happening. Here's Pastor Chambers. These young mega church preachers are turning preaching into using the word for the coaching rather than teaching the true gospel and message of the cross. Bless you for preaching the gospel and the cross. God bless you, friend. I appreciate that kindness. I really do. And that's what I do. I just preach the word straight. And I don't know anything else to do but preach the word straight. Now, before I take another call, let me take another one here. Pastor Chambers, recently a judge approved the request of a person to be legally classified as no gender. Can you imagine a judge that's that stupid? I mean, we've got some fake judges, brother. I mean, we've got a bunch of them appointed by liberal people like Obama. Even some of the Republicans have appointed some terrible judges, and it's horrible, but I don't think Trump's going to do that. Now, have people gone completely insane? I'm sorry to have to get up so close, and that's not good for you, but I can't help it. I'm trying to get the thing enlarged, and I've not been able to do it. God bless you and your ministry. Thank you again, sir. And let me take a call here. You on the air. May I help you, please? You on the call. Air, may I help you, please?
Yes, please explain to Luke chapter 20, 36.
Will I explain what chapter now?
Oh, Luke, it's chapter 20, verse 36.
Did you say Ruth?
Luke.
You know, I don't understand which book you're talking about. Say the name of the book again. Spell it for me.
Oh, Luke.
Are you
Luke?
Oh, gotcha. I'm sorry. These old ears of mine are giving me a fit. And this is chapter what?
Chapter 20, verse 36.
All right, that's a good one. Chapter 20, verse 36. This is Luke 20 and verse 36. Let me get the book up here where I can see it good. Luke 20, verse 36. But they which shall be accounted worthy. Is that it?
Yeah, it's talking about saying equal to the angels.
Yes, but they which shall be accounted worthy to obtain that world and the resurrection from the dead, neither marry nor are given in marriage, neither can they die anymore, for they are equal unto the angels and are the children of God before the children and the children of the resurrection. Yes, this is what happens to us when Jesus comes. That's what I'm trying to tell you, that we're going to have new bodies glorified. We neither marry nor are given in marriage. That's the thing of the past. We will be as the angels of God, except at a higher level, and we will be praised and honored, be a praise and honor to Him the rest of eternity.
But we won't be angels all in heaven, right? We'll be higher than angels. Right.
We'll be higher than the angels, yes.
Okay. Yeah, I thought we would be angels by that verse. It equals the angels.
Well, it's wonderful to know that we will be higher than the angels, but, you know, the real truth is we'll be there, and that's what really counts.
Right.
God bless you, dear lady. God bless you. Call quickly, 1-800-338-7884. I want to try to answer your question. I'm looking to see if I have any more here. All right. I don't believe I do. Oh, I tell you, the junk that's on internet anymore. Are you aware of how terrible it is? I go back here now. You keep letting us hear from you. We want you to be part of this broadcast. And if you aren't yet, I hope somebody's telling you or you'll grab it. And I hope you can learn that when all the saints get together on that heavenly shore, it's going to be something. Now, the line's open. 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. What a day we've got coming, saints. What a day we've got coming. Other things that's going to happen while you're calling. Now, I don't want to keep you from calling. You're important to me, and I want you to call 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588, a local number and a toll-free number, and jrc@paulcreek.org. Now, if you don't have this article, you're going to miss something that can change your life. We're talking about when all the saints of God get together, when the saints of God are in heaven together, when we begin to receive our rewards, we begin to praise him and love him and adore him. Saints will be busy blessing one another. I thought, what a joy that's going to be when I can move among the saints that I have known and bless them and say, brother, I'm so glad you're here. What a joy. You are such a blessing to me. And then here's a sister who sung in the choir, and her voice was like an angelic voice, and was such a blessing. I listened to Sister Mike Switzer sang this week at our meeting in Bristol, Tennessee, and she sings like an angel. She's saying, I'm telling you, what a blessing. What a blessing. I've got some great singers here at Paul Creek, too. Brother Joseph, our associate pastor in training, he is wonderful. Sister Yvette Flores is a marvelous singer. So is Brother Joseph's wife, Amy. I mean, we just got great singers, and we got more and more coming. And it's beautiful. We'll soon have a choir that's going to bless your soul. I promise you that in the name of the Lord. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Dr. Chambers, thank you for being and doing what you do. It's so wonderful to hear the gospel the way you put it out there. Nobody's doing it, it seems like. And the stuff that's going on, it's so distressing. And I'm the same age you are. And all week long, I've been singing to myself, when we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing. And who you are talking about. And today, and then, will the circle be unbroken? Will the circle be unbroken? By and by, Lord, by and by. So here you are talking about all that today, and I've been thinking about it all week. I just want to say blessings to you, and God bless you and your family and all of you that are working together.
I love you. What a day that's going to be when we're all together on the other shore. Hey, keep calling out there, folks. 1-800-338-7884. I'd like to spend the next 15 minutes just talking to saints who are looking forward to being together with all the other saints. How many of you can name maybe five saints that have already gone to heaven that you can hardly wait to see? I think of Bill Osborne. Anybody out there knew Bill Osborne? Great prison minister. I think of Eugene and Ruby Williams. Ah, there's never been two more faithful people. Right here, giving their best, and they're all. Sister Rose Lindsay, what a blessing she was. What a blessing she was. And then I can go back further to Sister Lindsay and Sister Presley and the great saints that I've known since I've been in Charlotte. Hey, folks, it's going to be something else. My mother, don't doubt she's there. My mother-in-law, Sister Pearlie Huffines, what a saint. Hey, can you name some saints that you're going to see? And can you imagine joining hands together and going out into some great flower garden and spending hours looking at the most beautiful flowers, not an insect to be seen, not a blot on a flower, not a piece of grass trying to crowd out the flowers. It's going, woo, you're talking about glory. Hey, we're going to have happiness together. You say, Brother Chambers, you're just crazy. Yes, I am. I'm glad I am. I'm crazy about the Bible. I'm crazy about my future. I'm crazy about the promises of God. I'm crazy about a God I've got who's a covenant-keeping God. His covenant cannot be broken. The only way his covenant can break is if I break it. And I'm not going to break it. I'm going to be faithful. Where you at? Call quickly, 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. Hey, I hope I'm stirring you up to excitement. Getting ready for heaven. What a day that's going to be. There will be the greatest rejoicing when you see the souls that you've won to Christ. Now, can you imagine being there in the midst of this great multitude? And you start looking for the people you won to Christ. And you go through the crowd. Hey, there's John. Hey, yonder's Joe. Hey, yonder's Judy. Yonder's Sally. And you begin to see maybe even hundreds if you're really a devoted Christian. Some of you have never won a soul. Can you imagine being in heaven and you've never won a soul? Can you imagine being in that multitude and you're seeing the Lord give people the crown of soul winning? Oh, there's going to be no crown anybody will wear more beautiful than a soul winner's crown. And can you imagine seeing saints get a soul winner's crown and you can't name a one? Can you imagine? That would be horrible. Not me. I've already won too many to worry about me being able to have some souls, but I want to win more. I want to win more in the years I've got left than I've won all together through the years. We're talking about the saints being in heaven together. I mean, to me, this is just an exciting subject. Well, I don't know of anything I could have a subject on more thrilling than this. I really don't. There will be great rejoicing when you see the souls you've won. And then human eyes have always enjoyed beauty. I love a beautiful castle-like home. I love a beautiful estate laid out, you know, with everything you could imagine, gardens and fruit trees and shade trees. I love all of that. You wait till you get to heaven. And you wait till you begin to see the pearly gates and the pearly mansions and the ivory palaces and all the beautiful places where saints have. It's going to be a place of such rare beauty and such grandeur, and you're going to enjoy it. The thrill of your heart. You've never been able to rejoice like you'll be able to rejoice when you get that glorified body. It's going to just be that grand. It's going to be that wonderful. And I want you to be there. I want you to be there. I want you to walk through those gardens that are acres on top of acres, miles and miles of fruit trees hanging with the most delicious looking fruit you ever eat. I'm here to tell you, I've had some wonderful fruit. I've been to countries like Africa. I remember going South Africa and going to Durban. Is that the name of the city on the east coast of South Africa? And it's on the Indian Ocean. And they had a fruit there that I never had anything like, and I can't remember the name. Somebody knows the name of some special fruit that you would get on the west side or the east side of South Africa. Call me and tell me about it. I'm telling you, it was so delicious. And I've been to so many places like that. In one part of one country, they had a fresh papaya. I'm trying to say that. These things are too much to come to my brain. But papaya fruit, fresh off of the trees. And it was so delicious. Oh, it was so good. And see, you just don't know the blessings you're going to have when you get there. It is going to be wonderful. Flower gardens will be everywhere. Music. Can you imagine music that doesn't have a sour note? Music that is so melodious. Music that is so melodious. Brother David Horton's son, also named David, but David Lee, was singing Thursday night at the meeting we had up in Bristol. And I'm telling you, I heard the melodious sounds coming out of his mouth. He was leading the choir, but he was singing different than choir leaders sing. It was like he was singing a special, that is to me. And the melodious message. I'll never forget the melodious music that Sister Milam over in Lexington and her group of singers have. They sing with the most beautiful melody as I've ever heard in my life. And it's breathtaking. Now imagine the multitude of saints. Choirs in different spots singing. Bands and orchestras in different places playing. Every note is heavenly. Every sound is beautiful. Melody everywhere. The saints all together shouting and rejoicing, praising the Lord, loving each other. I'm so glad you made it. I'll see people I pastored years ago that I hear are still faithful, and I'll be saying, oh, I'm so glad you made it. I remember a couple I won to Christ, a man and his wife. I prayed 1 week for them, and the Lord showed me they were going to be saved the next Sunday. And I'm up getting ready for church, and they're not there. And I'm ready to get ready for preaching. I've already come through the Sunday school, and the choir has sung. And I'm fixing to preach, and they're not there. And the Lord showed me he's going to save them. And then I saw them coming in the door, coming up the steps, and they got saved. I mean, they got wonderfully saved. Hey, friend, let me tell you, we're going to see some happy people when we get there, and it's going to be a joy. It really is. You know anybody that you've won to Christ that you'll get to welcome into heaven? That you'll get to have them come and hug your neck and thank you that you told them about the cross and you told them about Jesus. Hey, friend, some of you better get busy. Some of you are lazy. You haven't been winning anybody. I'm after you today. I'm after stirring you to the core, that you get excited about this time when all the saints are together. Jesus will be honored by the multitudes as he moves among the crowd in celebration. I can almost imagine with such a multitude, and Jesus kind of moves among them. And as he moves in different places, they have a new and special celebration of their love for Jesus. How wonderful it will be. Hey, friend, when the saints all get together, it's going to be something else. I don't know how you think about it or how you feel about it, but I'm telling you, it's time to get yourself ready. It's time to get excited. Now, again, let me ask you, have you responded to be a part of this radio ministry? Will you be a partner? Dear man, they called a while ago, going to be a partner. I don't know how big of a partner he's been because I didn't see his name, wasn't looking for it, didn't want to identify anybody, but I can believe he's going to be a better partner. And I believe many of you are going to get serious about helping this ministry go forward. You can tell I'm older. I have to get up close to read the internet. I have to hold the Bible up in my hand to read my Bible. My old ears, eyes, I mean, and ears too, are getting dim. But I'm going to stay with it, friend. I'll be right here. I've got a young man here training, and I hope to train him to do this radio broadcast. He's having to work a job so far, but then I'm going to put him to train him and get him ready to carry on this broadcast. We cannot let this die. We've got to carry on. A good holiness preacher, a godly man, doing the business of the Lord. Now grab your phone, 1-800. Thank you. We got calls coming, but we got two people standing by to help. 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588, 704-391-0588. I'm preaching in the morning. You heard me say it. I'm preaching a sermon on a covenant-keeping God. You heard me. Maybe you didn't hear the beginning. We're having a special lunch here in the campus, on the campus tomorrow, our fellowship hall. We welcome all you visitors out there. If you know Dylan Beatty, his dear wife, Angel, been married 3 weeks, and we'll be having the ladies will be having a wedding shower for them, which is household, anything someone wants to give. We're telling people, just bring a card, what do you call them, debit card with $25 on it or whatever you want to put on it, if you want to do that, and let's show them our love. And you are welcome to be a part of us tomorrow. You say, I don't go to that church. You don't have to. You can come tomorrow. I welcome you. If you want to show Dylan and Angel your love, and you want to have lunch with us, and if you can't bring anything, we'll have plenty. I think my wife's making chicken and dumplings and also a big roast. And oh, she'll have some of the best food in the world. Two big pans of homemade rolls. Oh, it's going to be a good day. And we hope you'll come. We really do. We hope you'll just be part of us. If you've been visiting us, make sure you come tomorrow. If you're a new person, you've never been here, come tomorrow. Love will meet you at the door. Is that fair enough? Now, I've got time for about three more calls right quick who want to tell me what you're excited about when you get to heaven. What are you going to be doing when you first get there? What's the first thing you want to do? What's the first thing you want to take care of? What's the first thing you want to rejoice about? What's the first praise you want to offer to God or to Christ? Let me hear from you. You got time? 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. The number's up. You can email me, jrc@paulcreek.org. I want you to be a faithful partner now. I'm telling you, I want you to be a faithful partner. And don't forget now, we've got revival starts next Friday night. That's a week from last night. A week from last night, the 7th. On that night, we'll begin a youth conference, Shake the City, that will go on all day Friday night and all day Saturday. You can get a flyer on that. You can go on the Facebook and find a flyer about it. Friday night at 7 p.m. it starts. Then Saturday morning at 11 a.m. And then again Saturday night at 7 p.m. And then, of course, Sunday morning and evening. And then all the week to Wednesday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday through the 12th. Revival, camp meeting, outpouring of the Holy Spirit. We want you to be part of it. We really do. Now, my subject today has been about what is going to happen when all the saints get together on the other side, when the rapture's taking place and the saints have been resurrected. Those dead saints have come up out of their graves with brand new bodies, glorified bodies. We saints who are living, I pray to be living when Jesus comes. If I am not living and I'm in a grave, then I'll just beat you, because I'll come out of that grave ahead of you, the Bible says. The dead in Christ shall rise first. And I am looking forward. This is going to be a grand day. It's going to be a hallelujah time. Time for one more call. So grab your phone, 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. 1-800-338-7884. Our ladies will stay here. I want you to know now, our ladies will stay here as long as that phone keeps ringing. The ladies will stay here as long as that phone keeps ringing, because we want you to be part of what we're doing. We want to share it with you. We want you to be right in the middle of it. We want you to enjoy the blessing of heaven. We want you to get ready for Jesus to come. If you're not ready, we want you to get ready. Would you like to give him your life right now? How many of you out there that's lost and you would say, pray for me, Brother Chambers. I'm fixing to pray for you right now. And while I'm praying, you can get saved. While I'm praying, you can give your life to Christ. The moment you give him your life and you repent of your sins and you trust in his shed blood, in the moment that you do it, you're going to be wonderfully changed. I'm telling you, you turn from your sins. You repent of them. You trust the shed blood of Jesus Christ. You give him your life. He's not going to reject you. He's going to take you. I do not believe in limited atonement. I think that's the most hellish doctrine on the face of the earth. I believe anybody out there, whosoever will, let him come. Whosoever will, let him come. I'm praying for you, Father. I pray for that man, that woman, that young girl, that young lad, that child. I pray for every person who's praying with me right now. Father, I don't want them to go to hell. I don't want them to spend eternity in a lake of fire. I want them to be saved. I want them to enjoy this life for Christ here on this earth. The world promises pleasure and promises all kinds of benefits and all kinds of treasures and even all kinds of riches. And some people get them. But are they happier? Are they enjoying life better than we who know Jesus? Never. There is no life like you, Jesus. And I believe you're to save somebody right now. Help them to turn from their sins. Help them to turn to Christ. Help them to repent of their sins. Help them to trust that blood that was offered for their salvation to cleanse them. And Father, to receive you as the Lord of their life. I pray for that, Father, in Jesus' name and for his honor and for his glory. Amen and amen and amen. Now, friend, I want to tell you, Jesus is coming soon. Jesus is coming soon, very, very soon, even at the door. He comes with love and grace. He comes with favor and mercy. He comes with tenderness and goodness, but he's coming soon. Oh, his coming is at the door. Now, I've got to close. I've got to leave you. Don't want to. I'd like to stay here and just keep praising you and keep shouting and blessing the Lord. And I want you to get ready. I really do. I want you to get ready because the Lord is coming soon. The Lord is coming soon. Now, a little music as we go off the air. It's been a joy. I'd love to see you tomorrow. Love to see. I want you to be a partner. Now, you understand. I want you to be a partner. I want you to be a partner. I want you to be part of what God is doing. I want you to be part of what God is doing. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He's coming soon.